Hello, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and hello, Internet. You are listening to the 90.5 WESA Social Club podcast for the weekend of June 6th through the 8th, 2014. I'm Josh Rollerson. I host NPR's Morning Edition locally here in Pittsburgh. And, of course, Rachel Carlson's day job, community manager for Yelp Pittsburgh. Although, I guess, as day jobs go, that's one that involves more than its share of nightlife. Rachel spends most of her time checking out new restaurants and organizing events and finding out what's going on around town. When she's not busy doing all that, she'll occasionally stop by our studios here on the South Side to chat about ideas for stuff you can eat and drink and see and do. Plenty of that going on as we head into summer. And yes, it is definitely summer now. Yes, technically it has been for a couple of weeks, but really beginning to feel that way. As temperatures heat up, so is the social scene. How do you like to stay cool?
The pool.
Swimming.
Yeah. I love the dormant pool. It's sub-zero temperatures, though. They don't heat it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not in that luxury.
It's like round about late August. It's sort of
tolerable. Yes, and then it's done.
My kids are so psyched for the pool to open in our neighborhood. Like, they swim all summer. But every time we walk by it, it's empty. And they're like, when are they going to put the
June
water
10.
In the pool?
June 10th. I had someone tweet me and ask when the public, because the Dormont pool, I guess we're lucky enough that it opened early on Memorial Day weekend. And then with the city pools, it opens.
Do you do the spray park thing, or is that weird? Are you supposed to be a kid to go to that?
Spray park?
Yeah. Have you been to the spray park?
Are you talking about Sandcastle?
No. Like, the city has these spray parks, they're called. They're like these,
I don't know about this,
water featurey things where you show up and you get sprayed with water.
Where's the spray park in the city?
My family goes to the one in Troy Hill, but I know there's one in Mellon Park. There's one in, I think, maybe Beachview. There's six or seven of them. They're way cheaper to operate than swimming pools, so the city really likes them, and they start earlier than the pools do. But it's kind of a kid thing, and if you show up as an adult unaccompanied, you might get some looks, but worth a shot, right?
Okay. I'll research this.
Well, all right. So if you're still waiting for the pool to open, what can you do to pass the time?
So you can go to a dance party, which I'm always up for a dance party, as you'll see on my Yelp profile. Full Bloom Summer Dance Party, and that's at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. And like I said, it sounds like a really fun time. They do a VIP hour at 7 p.m., and then they do a dance party at 9. So you can buy tickets for either the VIP if you're a high roller and you want to support the Kelly Strayhorn, which is always, I think, a nice thing to think of. It's like, if you're spending money, you're spending money for a good cause.
There you go.
So that's $125, or the dance party is a very affordable $35. So you can go and you can dance all night. They have DJs. They have bands. There's a lot of things. The one thing that looks interesting is pedicab joyrides, which sounds awesome.
Okay. Does that mean you drive the pedicab, or
I don't know if it'd be like, what do they call it? Ghost riding the whip, where you get out and the pedicab rolls with you.
Wow.
Maybe I'm getting too ambitious. Hmm.
Yeah, this sounds potentially dangerous.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe pedicab joyrides is a little safer, I would suppose.
Right.
Especially if you're imbibing. But they'll have snacks. They'll have drinks from a lot of different great local vendors in the area. So it sounds like a really great time. And again, I love that it's so affordable if you want to go to the dance party.
Rachel, what are you drinking this time of year? Do you have a favorite cocktail for the season?
Well, I've been very obsessed. I think it kind of has rolled into the this year too, is Negronis. I just love them.
Okay.
Which is whiskey, Campari, and something. See, I'm not a total expert. Crap, I'm forgetting.
No idea.
Whiskey, Campari, and something else that I'm forgetting. But it's delicious, and it's not for everyone. It's definitely an acquired taste. I think it's the Campari.
Where do you get it?
I love Butcher and the Rye. It's a great spot for that, and Butcher and the Rye reminds me of like a writer's den, because they have all these little tchotchkes on the wall, like squirrels, mounted squirrels, and foxes, and then they have in the little corner like a typewriter, and it's really cute.
All right, cocktail tip for the week. What else you got?
So we have the Arts Festival, which is probably no surprise to a lot of people in the Pittsburgh area, but it's one of my favorites. I was just actually talking with a friend about this, and how in years past, I feel as if I would go and I would look at the art and admire it and say, oh, that's really cool. But then in
so just, expensive, right?
It's like so expensive. For a regular person. Right. But then, and I talked with someone from the Cultural Trust, and I said, I've noticed in the past year or two that things have, they've had artists come on board that have been more affordable, and I've actually bought stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have it proudly on display at my house. So I think that's really great in that sense that they're trying to do that.
That's great. I mean, I'm glad you mentioned that because I sort of anecdotally observed that too. And certainly like the push for the CSA, the community supported art adaptation of that model seems to be a push in that direction and kind of democratizing access to handmade art by local artists. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And I think that it gives people a chance that are maybe up and coming.
Right.
And up and coming in the sense of artists or maybe up and coming in the sense of building a quote collection.
Right. Yeah. You're not ready to be a full on art collector and invest in these priceless pieces.
But, you're not going to be buying an Andy Warhol anytime soon.
But there's got to be an alternative to getting going to Target and getting the framed picture of the Eiffel Tower or a Paris sidewalk
which I might
cafe.
Be guilty of.
Like, well, you know.
But, I mean, I just thought I have a blank wall in my house, and I just thought today, okay, I'm not going to buy anything until the arts festival. So
good call.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm very excited. So you have that. You have a ton of different great musical performers. I am very excited about Kaiser Chiefs. And then just you have to look at the whole schedule. I was literally scrolling down, and it takes me like 20 minutes to scroll through the whole page of things going on with music performances, with art, with dance, with visual, everything. They do it up. So it's a really great time.
Is it the same weekend as the regatta? I think that's happening
in
the past.
That is in July. That's July.
What am I thinking
4th?
Of? Jazz Fest?
Oh, Jazz Fest is around the time too.
I just remember there's like a weekend in June when everything happens. And if you're out of town, you miss it.
Pride is the following week.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. And I noticed they have rainbow flags now. So
okay, so lots happening in June.
So lots happening. Full month. So then we have the 18th annual Pennsylvania Microbrewers Fest at Penn Brewery. Yeah,
what's that, Rachel?
18th annual Pennsylvania Microbrewers Fest.
And this involves beer.
Beer, which, we...
Just a popular beverage.
Definitely love. Mm-hmm. And I like how Penn Brewery is open to hosting all these different breweries. So they're not saying, we're exclusive, it's just our beer, or no beer at all.
It seems like brewers are kind of a tight-knit community. It seems to me, from the outside, like they kind of support each other and want to see each other succeed. It does seem like a scene that works best, with diversity and a lot of people involved.
And I think that, especially in Pittsburgh, with the scene blowing up, I just tweeted the other day, how many actual breweries do we have in Pittsburgh? Because
I lost track.
Week.
Like when I first moved here, I sort of did an informal study and tried to get the lay of the land beer wise, and then kind of stopped paying attention. And I turned around a couple of months ago and realized there's like six new brewers that I've never heard of.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I think that for me, and I think for you, the more the merrier. So I'm totally down with that. And then with this festival too, what's great is that you can go to a festival and it will be different brands that are national brands like Yuengling or Southern Tier. But with this one, there's a lot of local ones like Arsenal Cider and East End and Fatheads and Lavery, which is in Erie, my hometown.
Right on.
So you have a lot of really great breweries. I think there's over 40. Plus, the great thing is it's a full buffet, which I definitely enjoy.
You don't want to be drinking all that beer on an empty stomach. It's
just
smart strategy.
Yes. I've been to beer events where there's no food, and it is not fun.
Mm-hmm.
I saw people making their own pretzel, bringing their own pretzel necklaces, and then they're probably gnawing off their hands.
Those are the pretzels. Well, that works as a palate cleanser, too, if you're a serious taster, right?
True. Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's like the coffee beans.
Right.
Smell the coffee beans between, candle smelling. Wait, this is getting too girly. Okay.
All right.
So the ticket price right now is $45, which I think is fantastic in terms of pricing. Again, for all the beer you get a commemorative mug, which is awesome. And of course, in true Penn Brewery style, they'll have music and merriment.
Right.
So
okay, we were talking about how the scene is blowing up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any favorites that you're just now discovering or up-and-coming local brewers that you like?
So I am very excited about the Brew Gentlemen. I just visited them last week. They had their grand opening a couple weeks ago.
Braddock?
Yeah, and it's in Braddock, which I surprisingly have never been to.
It's going to be the new food and drink district in Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying, with Kevin Sousa down the street. And they have a lot of food trucks that actually kind of make that their home base, too. So it's a really cool place. As soon as you go over the top of the hill, you kind of see all the old steel mills and the big pipes and stuff. And it seems a little foreboding. But you go in and it's definitely very, very up and coming in the sense of developing. So the Brew Gentlemen are these three dudes, young guys, who basically started this as kind of a senior project. And before they even said it, I knew they went to CMU.
Of course.
Yeah. So they started this as a senior project and just ran with it and started out in Braddock because they knew that it was, again, a welcoming environment and that it was this new place that could kind of foster this great business. And they have delicious beers.
So are they, is it like a growler situation, or are they showing up in restaurants around town too that you're noticing?
It's a growler situation right now. I would definitely assume that they'll have it on tap at local restaurants. I wouldn't see why not, because it's awesome. And it's rare where I find that brews have a great taste to all of them. So I liked all of them.
Do you have any favorite? Yeah.
The White Sky is a chai brew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a wheat chai brew. It's incredible. They actually make their own chai as well. And it's really awesome. But they
do like a vanilla combo kind of thing.
Vanilla, ginger, cardamom, I want to say. There's a bunch of different flavors in it, and now I'm embarrassed because I love chai. And
I'm intrigued. Those things can be kind of hard to pull off, but like when they hit, it's
really awesome. Nice.
And that's the kind of thing you don't see a lot of places.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love chai, so it's amazing. And a lot of their other brews, the Business Casual, which they said they wanted a beer that was just a regular old beer you could sit down after work or a day drink and just have a beer. And it's a red ale, and it's delicious too. Nice. And then they have a darker stout, a wheat stout, that's delicious. So
that's, you know, a niche in the beer market that needs to be filled out a little more than it is.
Yeah, and I think they're gonna just do great, so I'm really excited. Cool. And they're open now, so you can go and get a growler.
All right, and you can find out more about the Brew Gentlemen
and all these events,
any number of other local craft brewers and events around town at
yelp.com.
right on. Rachel, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
Hey, plenty more where that came from on our website, too. You can check out the calendar of events at WESA.FM or again at Yelp.com. Hey, what's your weekend plan? What are you drinking? Where are you eating? Who are you hanging out with this weekend? Let us know what's going on. What's fun out there? You can get in touch via Twitter at WESAJosh or send an email to josh@WESA.FM if you're throwing an event you'd like us to include in our listing. More from Rachel on Twitter at Yelp Pittsburgh. Of course, we call it Social Club for a reason. We'd love to hear from you and find out what's on your mind. You know, tag us in your selfies or whatever, however you want to do it, to get in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Our theme music, written by Josh Mobley for Select Tracks Music. You can follow him at Josh Mobley Music, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or listen online anytime at WESA.FM. No subscription required. For Rachel Carlson, I'm Josh Rollerson. Have a great weekend.